From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. A powerful earthquake followed by a strong aftershock rocked the Iran-Iraq border on Sunday, damaging a number of villages. The 7.3 magnitude quake has killed at least 129 people. The quake struck Sunday night outside the eastern Iraqi Kurdistan city of Halabja, very close to the Iranian border. It was felt as far away as Turkey. The initial jolt was followed by a 5.3 earthquake. Aftershock, that is. Authorities in both countries say they expect the damage reports and death tolls to rise as rescue teams reach smaller towns and villages. Iraqi security forces have found mass graves in an area recently retaken from the Islamic State group that could contain up to 400 bodies, an Iraqi official said on Sunday. The bodies of civilians and security forces were found in an abandoned base near Hawija, a northern town retaken in early October. The Kirkuk governor said he didn't say when authorities will start exhuming the bodies from the mass graves. A local shepherd who led troops to the site said IS used to bring captives to the area and shoot them dead or pour oil over them and light them on fire. The area was strewn with torn clothing and what appeared to be human bones and skulls. Iraqi forces have driven IS from nearly all the territory the terrorist group once controlled. Officials have already uncovered several mass graves in other newly liberated areas. This is VOA News. Asian experts say they do not expect President Trump to raise human rights issues and concerns about extrajudicial killings when he meets Monday in Manila with Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte. Duterte himself said Sunday, "I'm sure he will not take it up." Human rights groups have expressed alarm over allegations that Philippines police have killed at least 3,000 suspected drug users and dealers in a countrywide crackdown, one of Duterte's major campaign promises. Earlier this year, Trump told Duterte that he is doing a great job, but he has yet to openly criticize the plain-speaking Philippines president for his alleged campaign of violence. A train crash in Congo on Sunday killed at least 34 people and injured at least 26 others in Lualaba province in the country's southeast. The injury and death toll is likely to rise because some train cars were set on fire and some were carrying fuel. Radio Okapi reported that the National Railway Company of Congo train was carrying passengers and cargo from Lubumbashi to Luena, and 11 of its 13 cars caught fire. The cause of the accident is not yet known. Turkey is denying a report that it may have discussed a plot to seize a Muslim cleric living in the United States with a former Trump administration official. According to a Wall Street Journal story published Friday, Special Counsel Robert Mueller is investigating an alleged plan involving President Trump's former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn to kidnap Fethullah Gulen, a Turkish cleric who has lived in the U.S. since 1999. According to the report, Flynn and his son were to receive as much as $15 million for delivering Gulen to the Turks. In a statement released Saturday, the Turkish embassy in Washington called allegations that Turkey would use means outside the legal process to return Gulen to Turkey were utterly false, ludicrous, and groundless. Turkey claims the cleric orchestrated a July 2016 coup attempt by members of the Turkish military that left more than 240 people dead. Gulen has denied any role in the plot. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.